Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome along to the Wise Men Say podcast reaction show, and we're going to talk about a Sunderland win 3-1 against Plymouth Argyle in the Sky Bet Championship. I am Richard Easterbrook. As you can hear, I'm not Eleanor McCabe. Eleanor is unavailable today, so it's me and it's Michael Loft. Hello, Michael, how are you doing?
I'm really good, mate, especially after our second half performance at half time. I didn't think I was looking forward to this very much, but excited to talk about a win, a second 3-1 win the road home, so lovely stuff.
Are you firmly bailing now then?
I mean, let's not go too far, but I don't want to be too serious about it, but on a personal level, I am really pleased for him, like, given the news that broke on Friday about his niece obviously suffering from cancer at the moment. Obviously, I wish her all the best and hope she manages to beat it, and I'm delighted for Bale to get the 3 points today and have the crowd on his side, because, you know, on a personal level, it's horrible to go through something like that, so I'm really pleased for him.
Yeah, and it was definitely a great reaction from the players, and it is turning for him, isn't it? You know, you think 3 weeks ago, or even less, you think the writing was on the wall and the fans wanted him. A lot of the fans wanted him out, but for a manager with limited track record, he's really got to do a lot of proving himself to the fans, and his performances like this won't do any harm, will they?
No, I think it was a very varied performance. I know we do slightly disagree on this, so I'm sure we'll discuss it in a bit more detail. But I think the first half, I thought, was really bad in patches. I think our passing was really stodgy. I thought it just didn't look good at all. And I thought, actually, when they scored right on half-time, I was like, if we don't have a response, this has got the potential to turn a little bit. And I'm delighted it didn't. But second half, like you say, the performance, I thought was really good. The intensity was so much better. Even if our passing wasn't great at times, what we were doing was we were getting second ball. We just looked a lot more upgrade for Plymouth. Our passing did improve, and we scored, like, I can't remember the last time we scored 3 goals of such quality in a game. I thought they were absolutely brilliant, all of them.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. The second half was great. I thought first half we had an uptick in intensity that was, I hadn't seen under Beale before now. There was a definite kind of speed improvement. It was like watching a game on 1.5 speed as opposed to, like, you know, it seemed faster. We were done by, you know, a pretty poor goal to concede. We were playing quite a high line. Ballard was up for an attack. Got knocked down, and I don't think Ekwa dropped in, or it like, just left 09. And obviously, people were calling for an offside, which it wasn't. But it shows how high a line we were playing to be our last defender to be beyond the halfway line. So yeah. I think we were just done by that. But the second half reaction to the goal, we came out early for the second half, which we don't often do. It's usually the away team that come out first, and we came out and we definitely had the bit between our teeth. The reaction was spot on, and we more than deserved that win today.
Look, I mean, the first half, I don't think that we were necessarily the inferior team. I just think it was a very low quality game of football, and neither side got the passing together, and I just thought it was quite stodgy and bitty. But we've won 3-1 and played well, so I'm not going to dwell on the negatives. I thought, as I say, the intensity second half was just so good, and I think he made substitutions so much earlier than what he usually does.
Yeah.
And they all had a really good impact on the game. Like Joe, that was superb, the goal he scored. You know, he got the ball and people were kind of thinking, oh, you've held it a little bit too long, but the couple of step overs and the finish just so good. And where I sit in the south stand, I was like kind of like right behind the angle of that shot, so him and Clark's goals were an absolute dream for that.
I'd like, love that.
Oh, I'd love three, you'd have been delighted. But no, just a much better performance, and I think we were like really solid behind the ball as well in the second half. We just gave us a platform to win the game. And like I said about the subs, like even Chris Rigg, like he had a good impact when he came on. When I say even Chris Rigg, I mean given his age, not his ability, because we all know he's got the ability. But that was a very brave call, wasn't it? A 2-1 with 25 minutes left to bring on a 16-year-old.
Yeah, and I showed like it was a brave, it was brave and bold. And I think even a 2-1, I think a little bit of the intensity had gone out of the game from Argyle's side, certainly. Although they did kind of turn it up towards the end, which is a little bit too late. But yeah, to bring Rigg on after being out of the first team picture for a while, what with you know, being on England duty and whatnot, now he's back and firing, and obviously he's had a show of confidence from Michael Beale over the week, saying that he's going to plan to use him more. How do you think Nazari Roussin did then, and kind of his first start since that goal against Borough?
Yeah, you've read my mind, mate, because I was just about to say I think that settles the centre forward a bit for me without question.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I just think Burstow, from a shape point of view, he's okay in terms of like the shape looking a bit better and a bit more organised. But Roussin, what I love about him, he doesn't give the defenders a second's piece. An aimless ball over the top can suddenly become a decent ball because he'll put the pressure on to win a throw in deep in their half, or to make them give the ball away, or sometimes he gets on the end of it. And because, ironically, I think the fact that he traditionally operates from like a more wide role helps him, because he knows what to do when he gets the ball in them half spaces, kind of between the edge of a penalty area and the touchline. He's really good, he knows what to do, he cuts inside well. And I just think he's been over here like for 6 months now. He's got his family over here. I think he's a lot more settled.
Yeah.
Even I watched him the other week, the under-21s against Leeds. They had a stream on their website and I watched it, and he had an excellent game there and he looked really good. So I think now he's the one we need to give a run in the team.
Well, what I noticed about him, which is different, if you contrast that with Mason Burstow, I'm not here to dig Mason Burstow out, but I think a lot of the problems that came from Burstow's performance down at Borough was that he wouldn't get himself into positions, he wouldn't get himself into the space. And obviously Roussin got himself into the space.
Yeah.
That you know, obviously Job created for him. But that was it's key that even if Roussin's outside the box starting to move, he'll bust a gut to get into the box and get on the end of it. And it was the cutbacks from, you know, great to see Roberts back in the team, by the way. But having Patrick Roberts and Jack Clark firing.
Yeah.
And that the service is there, you know, it's a myth that they're saying that there's no service.
Well, of course,
and I know there were stats that were quoted last week about.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burstow not getting passed. Now he got three passes from other players. You can't receive passes if you're not in the space to get them.
No, exactly.
So it was really, really pleasing for me to see Roussin getting themselves into that position. And you know, all right, he didn't score today, but it'll come, because if you're putting yourself about like that, you will get goals.
Yeah. And I mean, the fact he's scored two quite recently as well helps that, because now when he plays a good performance but doesn't score, I think we say, yeah, it was a good performance. We don't think about the fact he's not scored. And what he's good at as well, I know, like I've said before about him, like occupying defenders, but it's a way he creates a space as well by dragging the defenders like away from them. So it's no coincidence that Clark goal where he's cut inside, Roussin's occupied two of their defenders, you know, he can like cut inside Clark and get that finish. He's just, as I say, the debate now should be over in terms of like who's going to be the regular starter up front. I just think there was lots of like plays and displays. I mean, Clark, I thought, when's Jack Clark not outstanding, but the day he was just absolutely superb. Dan Neil, again, I described him the other week on the pod as quietly excellent, because he does so much work that just doesn't get appreciated.
That ball that he played through for was it for Clark? He just it was just like a controlled cushion volley.
Yeah,
straight into his path, and all it didn't come into anything. It was spot on. And I thought with the selection, were you surprised not to see Job starting and seeing a front three of Clark, Roberts and Abdullah Bar?
Yeah, again, we've got to give full credit to Bale, because I know I said the first half performance wasn't great, but I think this team selection was bang on, because it's just been so evident for so long that Job needs a rest. And then we saw the benefit of that when he came on, having not slogged himself into the ground for 60 minutes. He came on fresh, yeah, and you saw the impact he had on the game. I was really pleased with it, and I think to get Barr and Roberts on the pitch at the same time as well was good. So I think Barr had another good game. I think that Roberts, like, he looked very lively, just what Paddock Roberts did. The end product's maybe not there, but he like looked really lively, he, like, got them thinking about it, like ran at their defence, and I think that was the biggest improvement, I think, in the second half. A lot of the time when he got the ball, we were just running at them, we weren't trying to like play intricate little balls in behind, and we weren't like just going long neither. We were just like getting our best players on the ball and running at them, and that gets them to think a lot more, rather than just trying to be getting behind all the time, and that's not necessarily on.
There was the switch by Trey Hume.
I was
shouting it just to play the simple ball, because I think it was Rusin that was on the shoulder. Like, he could have just played the simple ball and slide him in, but he put that difficult ball in, and yeah, Clark miscontrolled it at the start, but he got the ball back, and you saw the result of getting the ball to your best players.
I want to see that Trey Hume ball again, because it was just so good live, but just like the pick out was, as you say, it's one of them. Sometimes when you see a raker from your fullback, you're like, what are you doing, but like it came off so well. But I think he had a good game in general, Hume. I think he set the tone for our press in the second half, where they tried to play out from the back from a goal kick, and Hume saw what they were doing, and he made a run from pretty much for halfway line. He was on their fullback straight away, won a tackle, and they didn't quite deflect out for a corner goal kick, but that got the crowd up, and then consequently that set the tone for what we did the second half. I just think what we did was just so much more intense, so much more energy. And I think, like as I say, Bale, he deserves a lot of credit today, because I think clearly he's changed something at half time, and it's like worked, and fair play to him.
A lot more of a balanced look to the team.
Yes.
And that's in no small part to Leo Hield making his second appearance.
Yeah.
He's a left back with a left foot, and he's quietly putting himself about. He's looking all right, isn't he? I mean, he makes a few mistakes, and he's like, you know, I think it was encapsulated in the first half where he put a lovely cross in, like a beautiful cross in. 2 minutes later, poked out to Clark, and it just went out for a throw in. But he's showing that. He's like even with Dennis Sergin returning to fitness, you know, later down the line, he's staking his claim for that number three shirt, isn't he?
It certainly alleviates a lot of worries the fact that he's just slotted straight into the team.
Yeah.
Because if he'd had to have like a longer bedding in period, you know, you would be concerned now with lack of fullback options at the minute. But I think he was good again. I mean, occasionally, like you pointed out, I think he does look a bit like a centre half playing at left back. But other than that, like ball he gave away, like you say, we put straight out for the thing. I think he just does the simple things really well. He just quietly goes about his business. 6.5, 7 out of 10, just a good, solid performance. And I think for a lad who, I think he played two or three times for Leeds or something before he came here, not played a huge amount of football in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Only played like 15 senior games, was it, at Rotherham or somewhere?
Yeah, I think in both games for Leeds this season, he got pulled off at half-time.
Yeah, this is it.
That was a big alarm bell for me.
Big alarm bell, but he's come in and he's looked fully up to the task. And as I say, it does alleviate a lot of issues that we have there. It allows him to flourish as well on the other side. Like you say, the balance of the team looks so much better now.
Yeah, no, I think it was a really good. I don't think you can fault much of that performance. We'll disagree about the first half, but that's fine. I think anything else to add, Mick?
No, not really. I think with heap players on the players that need praise heaping on, as I say, and I just want to stress as well that like as much as after the whole game stood here and said I think Bale should be sacked, This is how you turn fans around, by good solid performances on the pitch, and that's 2 wins in 3 now.
Yeah, winning helps.
Yep, and if we can go and get 4 points out the next 2 games, it's all about how you back it up. So I really hope we do, and this is a sign of things to come.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be back on Monday with a preview for Sunderland Till I Die season 3. So we've got a special episode covering that off. We're going to record the Monday show on Monday evening, so it'll be putting out on Tuesday, where Stephen and Gareth and a few others will discuss today's game in a little bit more detail and look ahead to further games as well. But for now, thank you very much for listening.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.